We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College. Welcome to Doc Insider. Doc Insider. Insider. On the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Foot race. It's over, baby.
Pressure. Hit. And now. Ball comes out.
Did you think that was good?
Oh, wait. No one.
He's taking it to the house.
Crossover to the bucket. 4-2.
And Oregon wins it.
The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Goes inside. Right hand.
With 7-3 out top.
Final four.
This is Doc Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Now, here's your host, Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome inside the Casanova Center studio. A fun, jam-packed show for you today. Following the coach's show last night, Mario Cristobal was here in studio along with the guy we call Doc Throck. Calvin Throckmorton was an awesome conversation. We got the full breakdown of how he got engaged, which was an awesome story, and talking a little bit about how his education's actually helped him in football. We have that coming up for you, some highlights from last night's coach's show in just a little while. We're also going to talk about the baseball scrimmage, which has been moved up to 3 o'clock today. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, the Ducks, instead of playing in the evening with rain in the forecast, going to move things up to 3 o'clock. And a walkthrough inside the Mashovsky Center today. The Ducks dealing with some rain here this morning as preparation continue for that 12:30 kickoff for Oregon on ABC against Washington. And one other news and note for the start of the show. In order to better accommodate the team travel schedule for the opening opponent, Northeastern, for women's basketball, that tip time has been moved up to 3 o'clock Pacific time. That's on Veterans Day. Hopefully a lot of people able to come and enjoy that season opener. We're going to talk about all of that and much more. It is Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart, and the guy that I call the head coach of the entire athletic department. I don't know if anybody else actually calls you that. I've tried to make that become a thing. I don't know that it's really worked out. Rob Mullins is here, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Rob.
Hey, good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. This is actually the first time that Rob has been on the show this year for the Athletic Director Thursday segment, because the last time you were scheduled, I think you had to make a trip somewhere, actually. So this is the first time in a while. So, hey, man, good to see you.
Yeah, good to be in Eugene for an extended period of time.
How often are you in Eugene these days? I'm on a good streak here, but next week I'll be in San Francisco, and then after that, not much at all. So it just kind of depends on the week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, all things Ducks, with Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins on Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart. Let's talk first about football season. What do you think right now? Pretty great start.
Great start. Obviously, you're seeing the progress every week, and it's been fun to see the development. Obviously, a lot of conversation about how our defense is performing under Coach Avalos, so really excited. And then, obviously last week's Friday night win was impressive in all phases. So off to a great start.
Friday Night Lights, that was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, that does create some difficulties
sure.
on traffic and public transportation and on fans because of the start time. But all in all, the students were in there. It was energized. It was another great environment. And obviously, that's a huge boost to the team when Austin's that way.
Is kickoff time the biggest thing that you hear about from fans throughout the course of a season?
Yeah,
that's got to be in the top three,
on the non-football specific issues. Yeah. We get a lot of why did we call a certain play on third and two?
Sure.
But yes, consistently kick times, and it's been less than ideal this year, no doubt. Particularly as you look at a 7:30 start next week, it's not we understand the TV deals and that we have to, to take our turns. But to have three in a row is difficult.
You got a big trip to Washington coming up. 12:30 kickoff's pretty nice, though. That's a good window.
It is nice. We had a great window at Stanford. Great window here at Washington. It allows us to get up there. Coaches and student athletes love to wake up, get right into the routine and play. And that's what we're going to have on Saturday.
Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins, our guest. We were talking yesterday, you and I exchanging some emails about home field advantage and just how big of a deal that is, not just at Oregon, really around the country, but there's a reason for that. You got to have good fans, and so far we have.
No doubt. It is a huge advantage, so much more so in college sports than professional sports, and obviously football plays a big role in that. And we saw what can happen in Autzen when you take how our defense is playing and the crowd engagement, it creates penalties.
Sure.
It creates negative plays. It creates energy for our sideline. It's worth – I think they say it's worth 3 points, but
that's
I
right.
think at Autzen it's worth a lot more than that.
I've always said that, you say you give the home team a field goal, I'd give Oregon a touchdown at home.
It certainly feels that way. Just, and it's the whole day, right? Motorcycle, but even before that, the crowd, people coming in, the energy. And the one thing that's great about our crowd is, they stay at a very high level.
Yeah.
Obviously, they follow the flow of the game, but they are there to help.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I was talking about it on the broadcast when Micah Pittman made his first catch. Before Don Essig even said who it was, there's this roar of just this educated fan base. That's cool, isn't it? And that's cool for the student-athletes.
Very cool. And student-athletes recognize it. Obviously, that's a huge advantage for us in recruiting. When you're having people make unofficial or official visits and they're here for home football games, no matter the sport, you see what happens. Our coaches of all of our programs use home football Saturdays as a big opportunity.
Sure.
It has a very big impact.
Rob is the Oregon Athletic Director. You're also the chairman of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Hence why we joked that he hasn't been in Eugene a whole lot because you're probably on a plane just as much as you're in your own bed, right?
Well, that's coming up. Obviously, I was in Dallas a few times in September and October, mostly for mock selection exercises with media members. But we'll start here in a couple of weeks. I'll be going every week, and the selection committee will start their rankings.
How valuable are those mock selections? I get a real kick out of them. I think they're great.
Yeah, they're extremely valuable because, we can talk about it all we want. People look at the rankings. But when you go inside the room and see exactly how the technology works, exactly how the data is put on the board where you can compare teams, how the debate works, and down how the actual vote works in the computers, you can begin to see, and it's hard to explain. It's a lot easier to understand when you're a part of it. So I think they've been extremely beneficial.
It's a highly criticized position that you guys are in, right?
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
Everybody, just like how fans wonder about a play called on third and two, fans are going to wonder, well, how come number four isn't number five and et cetera, et cetera. This has to kind of, open some eyeballs to what you guys are facing.
It does. And, because when you get in there and, everybody always wants to look at one thing when they're making their point, they'll look at one data point or one factor. And when they get in, they go, oh, wow, but there's really a lot more than
yeah.
There's dozens of factors. And when you're getting in there and you're comparing teams, it's easy to say, hey, this shouldn't have happened. Okay, well, then what should have happened?
And so I think they get a real frame of reference of how difficult the task is. Not always, you know, whether they agree or disagree, but then they go, okay, this is really difficult. And we were doing the national media exercise, and I happened to be there. And, you know, the one good thing about being at those is they do start to have some sympathy for the chair for, hey, oh, so you got to go out and explain this.
Yeah.
And you don't know what questions are coming.
So wait, so now I got to ask. I mean, I think that you should turn it around on them, right? Like, you should interview whoever's playing the chair.
I should have. Well, I was sitting with them trying to help them along. And but no, it's a great opportunity to get in there and see how it all works. And I do think it's enlightening for folks that cover it and write about it.
You ready for another year of ESPN interviews?
I am ready. I'm ready. You know, there's nothing like experience. And so I've got a year's worth of experience, and I know this. I can see the finish line. This is my last year, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm serious, man. You should, at some point, you got to turn this around, and Reese should play the chair, and you can interview and be like, now, wait, hold on a second. Didn't you say that number five was supposed to be number seven? And I mean, it's a tough job. A tough job.
It is, but, you know, as we've said on here before, you're working with a great group of people. Obviously, you know, the attention for college football, you know, when we were doing the national media, we had a media member ask, you know, should we even do selections or rankings before the end of the year? And, you know, obviously that's debatable of how many and when.
Sure.
But in the end, it's really good for college football because now it'll be appointment TV every Tuesday night. Yeah. And it'll carry on the conversation from Saturday, maybe a little bit Sunday morning, but it picks back up on Tuesday, Wednesday, which is great for the game.
And that's something that you and I have talked about before that I think's worth reminding folks that you guys actually start from scratch again each week, right?
Every week.
Like, there's no carryover.
There is no carryover. It truly is a clean sheet of paper. And we make sure that we revisit that protocol and the standards before every single meeting starts, and it truly is a clean sheet of paper.
So we're talking about kind of the nitty-gritty here. I mean, can you just remind folks, since it's the first time that we've had you on this year, just what are the responsibilities? I mean, there's a lot going on in your life with this.
No, there is a lot going on. So the responsibilities are, you know, to watch a lot of games. When you walk into that room, there's 13 committee members fully dedicated to the sport and to the task. And when you show up on Monday at noon and walk into that meeting room, you better be an expert on the data. You better be an expert with your eyes. You better have watched the games and be prepared to discuss, because it is a thin margin on a number of these. And it's really difficult to shake out, you know, whether everybody focuses on 1 through 4. Mm-hmm. But we're having these same debates on 15 and 16.
Right.
And you have to be fully prepared to have that full debate with 13 members.
And we've always kind of said it tongue-in-cheek on the show in years past that we hope that Rob isn't in the room for all of these conversations, because you have to recuse yourself when Oregon's being discussed.
Yes, and so let's hope that that's an issue. I would love to be excused from the room for long periods of time.
Add to that 5-1 record, few more on the 5 side, and I think that we're going to be having that conversation.
I hope
fun.
So.
It's been a fun year so far, and a lot of things to talk about. One of the things that we talked about on the show yesterday, as new numbers came out, you can find the story on GoDucks.com. Rob Mosley did a nice job writing it up. Numbers are released. Student athletes graduating at a record rate at the University of Oregon. I kind of have a two-part question. One, when you got here, just how much of a value did you place on that? And then two, we're kind of seeing the rewards of that, aren't we?
We are. I mean, it's our number one priority. Obviously, you know, as a key part of the institution, you know, we sit across from moms, dads, aunts, uncles, guardians, and that's our number one priority, is to help someone get a college degree from the University of Oregon, because that's meaningful. And so obviously we've put together a team and devote a lot of resources to that end. And, you know, in the end, and our student athletes are so appreciative of, we have an outstanding staff at the Jayco Academic Center. Lorraine Davis, Steve Stolp, and all their team, and what they do to help organize our student athletes, get them the support that they need, and just be there to help guide them through this 4 or 5 years. And we're seeing the progress, right? An 86% graduation success rate is, you know, an all-time high by 3 percentage points, something we're proud of, but we're not done. You hear Mario talk about it all the time. He wants that 3.0 or higher, yeah, for his program. And as a department, we have that for our student-athletes. And, we've got record numbers of academic All-Americans, record numbers of Pac-12 all-academic honorees. And those are small things to really focus on the big picture of, we want to help our young people succeed academically.
On the Oregon Football Coaches Show, it was the second thing that Coach Cristobal said, actually, was that he wanted a 3.00 and they were really close and didn't get it, and he was frustrated. He was upset about that.
Yeah, no, and you look at this, you look at our leadership that we have on our football team this year through six games, and look at the, you know, you said Doc Thock, he's our, you know, graduated, you know, so, you know, there's, I think there's 12 football student athletes with eligibility left who already have their degrees.
I can tell you in a second.
You know, that's an impressive number.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I've got 15.
Okay, even better.
Yeah.
Strong.
I know that because today we're going to do our graduated Ducks feature. We've been featuring every Thursday
awesome.
a Duck who's graduated. Today it's going to be Ryan Bay, a human physiology major, by the way, which is going to be fun. Stick around for that coming up in just a little while. You know, I was talking about some of the numbers yesterday, and one that I would kind of just like to talk with you about is the fact that since the JAQUA opened and since you got here, it's been over 80% for a graduation rate in the athletic department. I got to think that that's a pretty high number across the country. And, I mean, that's something to be really proud of, isn't it?
We are very proud of it. Obviously, we want 100%. You know, but student-athletes, you know, have issues just like regular students. Sometimes there are things that get in the way of that. But, again, that's our highest priority. And, again, we're very, very proud of the progress that we've made of the 86%. And the other number that we're really proud of is 93% of the student-athletes who exhaust their eligibility here graduate from here. So if they stay there 4 years and compete there 4 years, 93 out of 100 are graduating. That is a great number. But, again, we're going to be here for every single one. We'd love for that number to be 100%, and we'll keep striving for it.
There's a few construction projects going on around Oregon Athletics. We're going to talk about those, hit on some individual sports. And then one really interesting question from John coming on the Facebook stream that I want to ask you coming up after this. It's Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart, employee-owned real value every day. And we're back with Rob Mullins next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. It's Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart, employee-owned real value every day. The head man, Rob Mullins, Oregon Athletic Director, is here with us. Been talking about football season, the college football playoff. And, you know, I'm guilty of kind of getting into the details so much, and I don't ask you a lot of just kind of the general overarching questions because, you know, we talk with you on the show frequently. John asked what I think is a really interesting question on the Facebook stream just now. What's the most challenging part of your job as the athletic director here at Oregon?
That's a good question. I would say a couple of things. One, you know, in any job that you have, personnel decisions are always difficult. Because we have a lot of great people. The second thing is, you know, sometimes we have to make some difficult decisions. We'll call it tough love. And that's never easy. And then another thing that's always difficult is resource allocation. You know, we do have – sometimes there's a misperception that we have unlimited resources. We don't. So we spend a lot of time making sure that we allocate resources the right way. And we'd love to do everything for everybody all the time. But we're not able to do that.
Let's hit on a couple of those construction projects around Oregon Athletics. Maybe the biggest one that everybody's keeping track of across the University of Oregon campus is Hayward Field.
I think people across the world are tracking that.
That's true, no doubt.
That thing is unbelievable. In fact, I got introduced to the physio of the Oregon Track Club. You know, who was an elite track athlete and has been in track venues around the world. And I said, hey, you know, give me your perspective. We think it's going to be the best in the world. He goes, hands down.
Yeah.
So it really is. I've had a chance to tour it a few times. It is just going to be spectacular. You've probably heard many people talk on here that the goal was obviously student-athlete experience. And when student-athletes have had a chance to go through it, they've been amazed. And you've heard it described as a theater for track. It's just going to be a phenomenal fan experience. The intimacy, the sight lines, the comfort, It's going to be A+.
And it looks like, I mean, it's going up quickly. I mean, I'm always fascinated by how fast these things actually get built. Is everything on track?
It looks like it. There's an A+ team on it, obviously. So, you know, we've got the best of the best leading the effort.
There's going to be some very large events happening at Hayward Field coming up. Of course, the World Championships in just a couple years, if you can believe that. How about Matthew Knight Arena? Offices are being built over there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. Obviously, putting in offices for volleyball, women's basketball, and men's basketball, in addition to freshening up some key, what we'll call the recruiting path, whether it's locker rooms or the hub or the hallways. You know, to make sure that we're telling our story. A lot has happened since the arena opened with Final Fours for both programs, some great players. So making sure that we're keeping that fresh, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Talking about some of those great players, everybody hopes Dylan Brooks in that preseason game scored 20-plus points in a quarter last night. So, hey, products.
Good to see him healthy.
Yeah, no. Oh, man. You know, he's one of those guys I always talk about. It's kind of becoming my mantra, unfortunately, on the show, that injuries are the worst part of sports. You know, and seeing him go through injuries the way that he did at Oregon, and now you're seeing how good he is. There's been a lot of those stories.
Yeah, and you've got to spend time with him. You don't have to be around him long to see the energy that just oozes, and he's so appreciative of the opportunity that he's been given, and he took advantage of every single resource here to make himself better. A phenomenal leader, and I mean, you just knew he was going to be a success, right? You know, no matter what the measurements are or what scouts think, they can't measure his heart and his leadership, and he's one of the best.
Great role model, for sure. Talk about a little bit about men's basketball and women's basketball seasons approaching quickly.
Yeah, no, really, really excited. Obviously, the Pac-12 coaches think a lot of both of our programs.
They do.
Similar to what we think, and they both have set out with very difficult non-conference schedules to challenge themselves. So, obviously, you know, we have some more experience on the women's side, but real, I was at men's basketball practice yesterday, really enjoyed watching the energy out there, and there's going to be some real depth and an opportunity for Dana to work his magic with the different parts. So real, real excited.
Talk about a big non-conference schedule. There might not be a better opponent than Team USA for women's basketball coming up here in just a few weeks.
Yeah, tickets are on sale now. This could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
No doubt.
You are going to, if you love women's basketball, you've got the number one ranked Ducks, arguably, you know, three of the best players that have ever played here in the history of our program, and they're going to be squaring off against Team USA that you're going to see in Tokyo in the 2020 Olympics with all the names that you know, the Diana Taurasis, the Sue Birds, right here in Matthew Knight Arena on an off football weekend. It's absolutely perfect. I think the tip time's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It is ideal. If you love women's basketball.
If you love basketball, too, it's a doubleheader because you got the women against Team USA at 4 o'clock. The men are playing Boise State at 8 o'clock. This is like a dream come true for myself and Terry Johns.
Yeah, it is going to be very, very high level basketball on both fronts. But the chance to see the Olympic team in your home arena against your favorite team, that just doesn't happen. And so we'd love to, again, show the world what Oregon women's basketball means to us and fill it up.
That's November 9th, by the way, the next bye week for Oregon football. It's going to be a big basketball weekend at Matthew Knight Arena. Really looking forward to it. Rob Mullins is our guest. Let's talk about a few of these other sports that are in season right now. Cross country, man, it looks like the Ducks are good at cross country again.
Yeah, lined up. You know, appreciate those that came out to the Dellinger out in Springfield. Had a great race there. What James West was able to do at the end of that race, I had no idea where he was, and he just came running down the chute. It was phenomenal. And, yeah, they're building. You know, in that sport, it's always tough to judge, right, because everybody's just trying to peak for one race, and that's at the national championship. So, obviously, we have great coaches. Student-athletes are working extremely hard, you know, fingers crossed that we can stay healthy and peak at the right time.
How about soccer? Coming down the home stretch here, a lot of draws. And talking with Kat Mertz, I know there's a few that, like any coach, she'd like back just to get a few more wins in the win column. But they're coming down the stretch, and big matchup this weekend, cancer awareness game on Saturday.
Yeah, right in the middle of it. You know, obviously, you know, except for some late goals, you know, we might have a few more in the win column. But, you know, they're battling. We're going to be right on the bubble again with an opportunity. That, you know, there's no off weekends in this league. It's extremely tough. But if we can sneak a few down the road, we can get in the NCAA tournament, which is obviously the goal.
Their RPI has been in the top 50 pretty much all year. Shocker, right? Being in the Pac-12, you're going to play some of the best competitions. So, yeah, they're definitely in the stretch. Volleyball dealing with some injuries. When we talk about injuries, that's a team that's been a little bit banged up.
They are. They've battled. You want to talk about tough schedule. I mean, they went right on the road, right out of the gate, and played three top eight teams. And have just kind of been chasing it because they haven't had a full roster healthy yet. But, yeah. You know, listen, they can beat anybody on any given night. If we can get healthy and put it all together, much like last year, they could close strong and make a big run.
I want to close with this because I think there's always so much going on that I have a hard time cramming it all into two segments to talk with Rob. But and I told you that I wanted to ask you about this. You talked with John Canzano about Eugene kind of being a forever place for you. We've talked a little bit about that, but I thought that – I don't – maybe you have, but that's the first time at least I've seen that you've kind of said, like, no, this is a great place. When did you start to feel that way?
You know, when we were really trying to pursue the opportunity here, we knew great university, passionate fan base. We love college towns. And Jane happens to be from the Pacific Northwest. So there were a lot of combinations. At the time we moved here, the boys were 5-3. Mm-hmm. And now that we're 9.5 years in, it's just been a phenomenal place from a personal standpoint. Obviously, everybody knows the brand from a professional standpoint. And, you know, anybody would line up to be the athletic director at the University of Oregon. So it just has everything we want. And as I told John on that radio interview, when I dreamed of being an athletic director one day, this is exactly what I dreamed of from a professional standpoint, but more importantly from a personal standpoint, this has just been a phenomenal place. We have a high school freshman now, hard to believe our son's a freshman in high school, and it's just been an outstanding place to raise a family, so we wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, hey, thanks for coming here. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. I think that all Duck fans do as well. And thanks for always taking the time.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me. Sorry I've been a bit elusive, but maybe now we'll get on a bit more of a schedule.
Well, I don't know. Your schedule's hard to get. It's hard to get on your calendar. But, hey, I will say, though, you know, we've kind of had this running joke for a while now that it used to be Athletic Director Tuesday. Then when Rob was on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, it became Athletic Director Wednesday. Then when you became the chairman, it became Athletic Director Thursday. I actually like Thursday the best.
Here we go.
So
let's go.
If you're good with Thursday, we're just going to keep it at Thursday.
Let's make it happen.
The way we go. Rob Mullins, Oregon Athletic Director, kind enough to join us for Athletic Director Thursday. Brought to you by Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value every day. Thank you, though, seriously.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, we're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back, your graduated Duck of the Week, it's Ryan Bay. After this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And On Point Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. On Point is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere. allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. Coming up, we've got a lot of things to tell you about, including picks. We do have a North Fork Public House pick to make tonight. We will do that in just a little while. We're also going to talk with the new executive director of the University of Oregon Alumni Association. That's coming up next segment. You're going to want to stick around for that. And an interview with Thomas Graham, also Coach Cristobal, and Calvin Throckmorton from the Coach's Show last night. If we have time, if we don't, we do have that coming for you tomorrow. Our pick segment, as many of you know, has not gone well. For those of us who are not the guest picker or the coin when we don't have a guest picker. But I'm happy to report that apart from Jerry, everybody was perfect last week. Everybody that matters anyway, which is me and Jorgie. So we're now back in it. And our first pick of this week is going to be UCLA and Stanford. We have that for you in just a moment. Jorgie texted his pick in. Jerry said who he was going to pick on the Coach's Show last night, but he never texted the pick in. So I think that the committee in the studio, we're going to have a vote if we accept his pick that he did not text in. Just think about that for a second. We'll give Jerry a few more minutes and see. Maybe he's listening, and he's probably going to come running in and yell at me. We'll find out. First, though, one of my favorite features that we do on the show, it is our Duck Graduates, brought to you by Graduate Hotel. This week, Ryan Bay. Ryan Bay is a human physiology major, and he's already earned his degree. The senior tight end wearing number 87, a 6'3", 237-pound Tigard, Oregon native. He went to Tigard High School, had a really interesting recruiting story. Originally was regarded as a basketball player before transferring from Jesuit High School for his senior season, became a two-way starter at Tigard High School as a senior after not playing football during his sophomore and junior seasons. Everybody thought he was going to be a basketball player. He ends up being a great football player at Tigard, comes to Oregon, has been on the football team ever since, and so far this year has already scored a touchdown, the first of his career, and he started four times and played in all 13 games last season. Ryan Bay earning his degree, and he's had a heck of a career for the Ducks. Been fun to watch him. A human physiology major. We'll see what he decides to do with that at the next level. Graduate Hotel is downtown Eugene's one-stop shop to get your Ducks in a row on game day. Whether you're visiting for the weekend or a local Duck, everything from pre-tailgate grub to post-game fuel is under one roof. Graduate Hotel, the smartest place to stay for Oregon football fans. All right. I have not heard from, Jerry Allen. Let's see what he says. Oh, Stanford. I really wish that he wasn't as on it. Hey, did you text him, Scott? Why? I'm sorry. That's unacceptable. Can we motion in the studio that Scott Phillips shouldn't be helping Jerry Allen? All in favor? Three. Thank you. 3-2. No, that's. You're with Scott? Our coordinating producer, Nikki Papoulos, just got herself kicked out of the studio. Wow. All right. In all seriousness, our North Fork Public House picks, we do have a game tonight. UCLA and Stanford, so that means that Jerry is going with Stanford, even though Scott helped him. Come on, Scott. Jorgie also picked Stanford. He texted me earlier today. I'm going to pick Stanford because Stanford's at home. Scott, I think you need to flip the coin. If I flip the coin, everybody's going to think that they're lying or that I'm lying to them. So here, get Scott over here. Okay, flip the coin. In the lights, it's up. Okay, we can all have confirmation. It was heads. Okay. Heads is the home team. That's Stanford. The coin picked Stanford. Okay. I cannot be blamed by Jerry and Jorgie for anything that just happened. Jerry, thanks for texting in your pick. I was really hoping that you were just going to come bursting through the door, but instead Scott Phillips just had to go and ruin my fun. No. Oh, now apparently. Wait, what?
Jerry says, been listening and waiting. I don't think so, Jerry. I don't believe you. I just don't. All right, we're going to do the rest of our North Fork Public House picks tomorrow. It's a Thursday edition of Duck Insider. Somehow we've gotten completely off the rails. We're going to get the show back on the rails, telling you a little bit more about what the University of Oregon Alumni Association has to offer, including, I hope, a lot of alums coming out to the 12:30 kickoff in Seattle. Let's get no purple in that stadium. I'm more of a fan of green and yellow. Slocum Center Minute, then we're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to the Slocum Center Minute. Slocum Center physicians are located here in Eugene and are the orthopedic team physicians for your beloved Oregon Ducks. With me, I have Dr. Michael Keister, who specializes in non-surgical sports medicine at Slocum Center for Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Today, we're talking about sports nutrition. Dr. Keister, please share why sports nutrition is so important for athletes.
It's important for athletes because nutrition provides the fuel to power our workouts. It also provides the building blocks to recover and to build up the muscles once they're broken down during those workouts. And we can't forget the importance of proper hydration. Dehydration can really affect your ability to work out and can get you tired out more easily.
Tell me about some ways athletes can improve the nutrition.
One important thing is just eating a balanced diet. And when we say balanced diet, we mean a mixture of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Carbohydrates should make up about 60 to 70% of the total fuel because that's really the main energy source. And then protein about 15% and fats the rest. I really emphasize to avoid fad dieting. People talk about fats being good, fats being bad, carbs being good, carbs being bad. Trying to stick to that balanced diet is really the best thing. In addition, lots of water, 2 cups before working out, and then usually almost a cup of water about every 15 to 20 minutes. Sports drinks really aren't needed unless you're working out for maybe longer than 45 to 60 minutes. Just good cold water is plenty to hydrate you in the time for that.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Keister, for joining us today and talking about sports nutrition. Tune in next week to hear Dr. Wiest about ACL injuries. That was the Slocum Center Minute, brought to you by the Slocum Center, orthopedic team physicians for the University of Oregon athletes since 1967.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Ranchers and Farmers of Oregon and the Beef Checkoff.
Every great community has its own rhythm. And beat by beat, note by note, when you bank at On Point Community Credit Union, you play your part. Because On Point is about more than great banking. From financial education to supporting local schools, we invest our time, money, and energy to partner with local organizations that foster health and knowledge for everyone who calls this place home. And together, there's nothing we can't do. So join in. We're On Point Community Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're
Greg on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. This is going to be a fun segment. Every year, we talk with somebody from the University of Oregon Alumni Association. I'm a member of the Alumni Association. I've got my O pin.
Bravo.
I have been a member since I was given my Beat Arizona shirt my freshman year.
Do you still have it?
I still do have it.
I'm
work
proud
out
of
in
you.
That shirt, actually. So this is great. The voice that you're hearing is from Rafe Beck. Hey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You are the new executive director of the University of Oregon Alumni Association.
That's
and
right.
Many of you who have been along for the ride on the show since I've been in charge it's been 5 years. You always have to tell, if you're a new guest, your two-minute life story on the show. What's your two-minute life story?
My two-minute life story. So I'm a Chicagoan by birth.
Okay.
Grew up outside of Chicago.
Go Bulls?
Sure. Yes. I was there during the good years. Was also there. I grew up around Northwestern. Before Northwestern football was anything you would want to watch.
Okay.
And I went, my first college football game was the game where they snapped like a 4-year losing streak or something.
Nice.
So I feel lucky in that sense growing up. Came out to Stanford for college.
Okay.
I did a couple things. I ended up in L.A. I'd always wanted to work in the movie business.
Okay.
I worked as a writer for a while.
Nice.
You've never seen anything I've written.
Are you sure?
I am 100% positive because they've never made any of it.
Okay, fair. I was going to say, because Scott Phillips is actually like resident movie dork.
Right.
Like there isn't a movie he hasn't seen.
So my one claim to fame.
Okay.
Is that my last job, I worked for DreamWorks Animation, and my job was to write ideas that might one day be animated movies.
Okay.
And over 6 months, I wrote just hundreds and hundreds of, what if you had a chicken that did, you know, whatever. One of my ideas was, well, what if you had a panda that was a kung fu fighting panda? I wrote about a 3/4 page summary of what that
this
movie might be like, and it went in a drawer. And they pulled it out a few years later, and 8 years later, my life has changed completely. I'm sitting in a movie theater watching the trailers, and up this thing comes out. I go, I think that's my idea.
Wow!
So,
do you get royalties from that? Oh, come on! No!
I do not.
Oh, that...
I do not.
Oh, man. Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah.
All right.
So I wrote 3/4 page.
I interrupted the 2-minute life story, but that
do
was,
I get extra
that was
time?
A fascinating fact.
I hope I do.
You get extra time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why is that important? That's important because while I was a writer, I got into this idea that I wanted to help students with careers in writing. If you want to go into Hollywood, there's no book you can read.
Sure.
You go down to the campus career center. No one is recruiting. So most students have no idea how to get their foot in the door. And I didn't either. So I started organizing events where I would bring alumni back to campus.
Oh, cool.
Talk to students, tell them, hey, this is how you might think about getting started. And I did that for years. And at some point I realized I enjoyed doing that more than I liked sitting in front of a computer screen all day trying to write something. And I moved back up to Stanford. I got a job working at the Alumni Association. That was 20 years ago. I've had 20 years of experience in alumni relations since then.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it. It's what I would do for free.
Well, don't tell them that.
I know. It's too late. They started paying me. They've blown it.
The cat's out of the bag, right?
The cat's totally out of the bag.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
That's my 2 minutes.
That was great. Fascinating fact. We're going to have to write up a little message, and you're going to have – I hope you have a picture of your idea sheet somewhere.
I do.
A copy of your notebook.
I do.
See? There's proof.
I do have proof.
There's proof. That's hilarious. Maybe it's not hilarious. I mean, it's funny to me, but I'm sure it's not funny to you when you were like, dang, I was on to something. That's pretty great.
My daughter's 12 now, but when she was of the age where she watched that movie and I explained, you know, I had something to do with coming up with that idea, and she just looked at me like, Dad, you're crazy. That is so obviously a lie. Even a 5-year-old knows it.
That's great. Oh, that's great. Right back, the executive director of the University of Oregon Alumni Association. You know, I always ask student athletes this, and I think it's a fair question to ask coaches, staff, too. Why'd you come to Oregon? I mean, you went to Stanford, spent so many years at Stanford. Why'd you come to Oregon?
Yeah. Look, I would not want to be the executive director of alumni relations at most schools. Because at most schools, the job is you're trying to convince alumni that they had a great time in college.
Sure.
When they didn't necessarily have a great time in college. But there's a set of schools where The job is incredibly rewarding because when you talk to the average alum, before you can even finish the sentence, they say, I loved, and it's true for Oregon, Ducks love the university.
Yeah.
They loved being Ducks, and generally they had this amazing experience. That's where I want to start. So I'd kept my eye on Oregon for a long time, and when the opportunity came to apply for this job, I was just so excited at the possibility.
And you went back to Stanford.
I went back to Stanford.
As a Duck.
I went back to Stanford as a Duck a few weeks ago for the game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this was interesting. So I've been a season ticket holder at Stanford for a while. I have pretty good seats there. And I had to renew them back in, whatever, February, long before there was, you know, this coming to Oregon was even in the picture. And so I gave all my tickets away to a friend except for these ones, Oregon Stanford game. So I went back, and we had a big tailgate, which was terrific, with tons of Duck alumni. And I'm wearing all green, and I show up in my seats, and you know my seats are in a sea
of
cardinal red, and I got a lot of looks, and you know the Ducks did really well that game.
Yeah, they did
the whole game. Basically, there was really no point where Stanford was in danger of winning that game, and so I'm cheering at all the wrong times for everyone around me, and. Yeah, it's a little. It reminds me. I don't know if this will mean anything to you, but when I was growing up, there was something called Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Schoolhouse Rock has this song about interjections.
My wife's a teacher. I'm very familiar.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so I grew up on Schoolhouse Rock, and there's the song where they teach you interjections, and there's a verse where they're at the football game.
Okay.
Guy gets spun around. He runs the wrong way with the ball and scores a touchdown. And so somebody stands up and says, "Ah, you ran the wrong way." The guy said, "Darn, you lost the game." And this one guy stands up. I went back and looked at it because it's not just that I had that experience, but he looks like me. He's bald. He's got glasses. And he stands up and he says, "Hooray, I'm for the other team." And like everyone in the stands is glaring at him. And I just felt like that guy
You were that guy.
I was that guy, but we won. So, you know, Stanford has had Oregon's number a lot of the last 10 years or so. This was a great year to switch teams.
So I think it's because of you.
I like to think so.
You said you were good luck for Northwestern back in the day.
You know, I never really put that together, but I think I am. I'm lucky. You know,
it's a good guy to have in charge of the Alumni Association. Am I right, everybody?
Yeah.
Right back is our guest. Tell us a little bit about the Alumni Association and benefits. I think you know, people like me as a freshman, I had a lot of friends that didn't become members as freshmen. You know, they're not lifetime members. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, look, I want everybody to become a member of the Alumni Association. It's the greatest thing you'll ever do in your life. But what I really want, I just want to keep people engaged with the school and with one another. And people always talk about, are you a member? Are you not a member? Whatever. We'll make you a member one day when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
I want students getting involved. I want alumni thinking about, what can I do to serve the next generation? Can I have an intern in my office, you know, a great Duck student? Can I hire somebody? Can I recommend someone to apply for one of these programs? That's what we really want. The membership is, you know, a nice side benefit from all that.
And then there's also a lot of, you know, what I think is the coolest part is it connects you back to the school wherever you are. You know, I have a lot of friends in the Bay Area, friends in Seattle, friends in Phoenix. You get to know people that are fellow Duck fans as a result of the Alumni Association.
Absolutely. I went to this great event last night up in Portland called Wings, which is one of the presidential initiatives. And Coach Graves gave a great talk about women's basketball.
His office is just down the hall.
Well, he was amazing. Just the energy he brings to everything he does is wonderful. We had a couple of great faculty members who equally energetic. We had a student jazz ensemble.
Nice.
And an alum spoke about starting a business. And It was wonderful. This is I think the fourth time they've done this, and it's a great event for Portland, but it's also it's sort of like a TED Talk thing, and they record all of them, and they're available online. It's the kind of thing that alumni can appreciate wherever they are in the world. Just stay on the pulse of what it's like to be a student or what it was like to be here on campus.
Meanwhile, you get to have a lot of fun at football games too, like in Seattle, when hopefully you, the rest of the Alumni Association, turning that place green, right? What's going on in Seattle?
It is raining, and it is going to be raining.
And I'm the sideline guy for football broadcasts.
Yeah,
I'm going to be as wet as anybody.
I just this week purchased a great deal of rain gear, so that I'm ready for this game.
Good,
wonderful green and yellow rain gear, and I just
smart man.
I cannot wait to put that to use.
Good.
What a big game! I mean, I'm excited about this one. This is our chance to kind of put it away, and you know, I think we should.
I love it. Well, hey, thanks for what you do. I'm a huge fan of the Alumni Association. We try and do this every year. Talk a little bit about the Alumni Association, what's going on, and it just so happened that we got to introduce you to the new executive director, Rafe Beck. What did we forget? Anything? I mean, what did I miss?
Okay, the Stanford-UCLA game.
Okay, who are you going to pick? Wait, hold on. We already flipped the coin. Can I make a motion for a guest picker instead of the coin?
I vote yes.
Jerry and Jorgie aren't here, so they don't count. Studio committee, thank you.
All right. It was unanimous.
Okay.
That's good. So I just want to put out there, Stanford's down to their third string quarterback.
Okay.
He's supposed to be amazing and wonderful, but he hasn't really had playing time, and that worries me. So I have to root for Stanford when they're not playing the Ducks.
Okay.
But I'm extremely nervous.
That wasn't a pick.
My pick is in small, all lowercase letters, Stanford.
Okay, so he's going Stanford. So that means the coin and Rafe agree, but you're going on the spreadsheet. This is a big deal.
Right.
You're in the guest picker spreadsheet. So, okay. That's a good pick. I think that's a good pick.
Thank you.
I could do the Lee Corso part to you, like, not so fast, but no, I think Stanford's going to win, too. So, hey, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me here.
Really appreciate it, and enjoy your time here at Oregon.
Thank you. I plan to be here a long time.
Welcome, and we're glad you're here.
Great.
Cool. We're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back and hear from Thomas Graham talking Ducks and Huskies after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Every stage of life brings something new. Your first real job unlocks a world of financial possibilities and maybe a need for a great rewards credit card. A baby on the way could mean that a new home is more important than ever, but it'll take the right home loan to get there. When retirement suddenly shifts from someday to someday soon, don't panic. OnPoint Community Credit Union can help for the new, for the now, and for what's next. OnPoint is here for every age and every stage of life. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. My thanks to Rafe Beck for joining us, new executive director of the University of Oregon Alumni Association. That was pretty funny. I mean, the dude came up with Kung Fu Panda. Like, if that's not on his business card, I mean, that's hilarious. Thomas Graham Jr., though, we didn't get a chance to hear from him on the show yesterday. I want to finish up today's Duck Insider with him, especially because it's the healthiest that Washington's wide receiver corps has been in a while. Guys like McClatcher, Fuller, still good playmakers for their quarterback, Jacob Eason. I think that Thomas Graham and the rest of the Oregon secondary are going to have their work cut out for him, and Thomas Graham Jr. met with the media after practice yesterday.
Communicating when you know you're in, this will probably be the loudest place you guys have played.
It's very beneficial for the defense, definitely going on the road, because when you play home, we try to give the opponent team's offense a lot of noise and stuff like that, so they can't communicate. So now we go on defense. It probably won't be as loud, besides when they make plays and stuff like that. So, like, that's very beneficial for us as a defense, because now we can actually maybe one or two times yell to each other and actually be able to hear it. But once the play starts, I don't think anybody or nobody's going to hear anything in that stadium.
Is it hand signals you guys are working on? What's kind of the key to kind of communicate when the noise is there?
Normal, sometimes hand signals, sometimes just communicating, talking, just making sure that everybody gets the call and knows the call. So we all make sure to get the call from the coach, and then once we go from there and then play and make our checks, just making sure everybody knows the defense. So, and then from there, like the little small checks, we just either talk to each other or just give hand signals to.
Communication, so really said, has been the key to this defense this year. Is that fair to say that communication has maybe been the key that's kind of brought this thing together?
Yes, communication, and then the ability to be able to overcome adversity, mm-hmm. and then work together as one, and each person doing their 1%. And I think that's what's been so beneficial to our defense this year, because everybody's doing their job to the best of their ability. And when you put that together, that makes a great defensive effort.
You guys faced one of the better quarterbacks in Montez the other week, but now Jacob Eason's kind of that next level up. What have you seen from him so far this season?
He's a beast. I played against him one time in high school through 7-on-7, and at that time point, he showed me why he was the number one quarterback in the country in high school, and right now he's showing me why he's able to go first, project the first round, because he's, 6'6". He can throw the ball probably out of the stadium if he wanted to. He can put a zip on it. Like, he can do a lot of things that a lot of quarterbacks can't do. And to me, he's very similar to Herbert. So it's just like the certain throws that Herbert can make, I know that he probably can make too, because they're just that talented.
You guys excited for that challenge?
Yes, very excited.
It was a 7-on-7. Were you playing against him down in California? Or was it
was it was in Vegas for the National 7-on-7 tournament. I played for Ground Zero. He played for FSB.
You remember kind of him and sort of there are throws that he made. It sounds like you can kind of still visualize what he did then.
Yes, I have a pretty good memory. He made we started off the game 13-0, and then he had came back, settled his offense down, and just started making throws to where even though his receivers was covered, he was threading the needle, and I was just like, wow, like, this is what the number one quarterback in the country looks like.
Who won?
We ended up winning by 1 point.
You guys have definitely fit off the atmosphere at Austin Stadium all season long, but now going to quite a hostile ground. What are you guys expecting from the Washington faithful?
It's gonna be very loud. A lot of crowd noise. But we just have to be able to focus and do our job and focus on us. Because as long as we do that, no matter what they do, we have to beat ourselves, and same for them. They have to beat themselves to lose. We're both two good teams, both two dominant programs, two powerhouses in the North. So we have to make sure that we got to do the little things right, because this is a team you can't make those little minor errors against, because they cost you the game. Because this is not a team that we should blow out or nothing like that. This is a team that's going to come in and give us a fight all four quarters. No matter what, they're well coached just like us. They have great players just like us. So we have to go in there ready for a dogfight, because that's what it is.
Have you told anything specific to the young guys in the secondary? I mean, obviously, Verone McKinley had a big game against Colorado, but Washington, is there anything specific you're telling the younger guys?
I just tell them to make sure to focus on doing what you have to do. And do the little things right. Keep doing the little things right. Watch film. Do the extra things, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to separate you. It's not about how you play one game. It's how you consistently play.
That's good stuff from Thomas Graham. Good advice for the younger players, isn't it? It's just how you got to go about your business and play the game. I thought that was really great advice from Thomas Graham. Before we go, a chance to win some 2020 Duck football season tickets now through November 27th. Stop by your neighborhood Jackson's. Purchase select Pepsi products with your Jackson's Let's Go reward card. You're going to be automatically entered for a chance to win 4 season tickets between the 40s for next year. Busy show today, huh? Yeah. We got Rob Mullins in. New executive director of the Alumni Association, Rafe Beck. Thomas Graham. Graduated Duck is Ryan Bay. And we got picks tomorrow. Somehow, we'll do that. See you then.
I am a Senior Corps RSVP volunteer.
I build homes and young minds. I build parks and playgrounds.
And support our nation's veterans.
I build gardens and help families with their finances.
I build healthy futures.
And organize disaster relief.
I'm a builder, and I lead by experience. How about you?
Join Senior Corps RSVP.
Lead by experience.
At seniorcorps.gov.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Welcome to the Orphan Diaries. Here's the founder of Food for Orphans, Gary Van Dyke.
Ken doesn't know how old he is. He guesses at around 7. His whole life has been centered on finding food. You see, he lives at the dump and he's never been anywhere else. You can find Ken walking in a decaying landfill of rotting garbage, plastic bags, and shards of broken glass. To many, Ken and children like him are invisible. But they're not, are they?
For more information, visit www.foodfororphans.org.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.